your host returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdillah inni silmun liman salamakum.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdillah, inni silmun liman salamakum, wa harbun liman harabakum, ila yawm al-qiyamah. O Aba Abdillah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you, till the day of resurrection. Regarding this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, we explained a lot about the meanings of being at silm with somebody and being at war with somebody. We also had a look at some of the instances that the infallible Imams introduce us, the criterion for taking someone as enemy or friend. For example, the Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, صَدِيقُ عَدُوِّ عَلِيٍّ عَدُوُّ عَلِي. The friend of the enemy of Ali is the enemy of Ali. Those who claim to love both the Imams and their enemies are either oblivious of the reality or they're joking. And history has informed us of such examples. For example, in one tradition, we read, قَالَ رَجُلٌ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. A man said to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ وَأُحِبُّ مُعَاوِيَةِ. Surely I love you and I love Muawiyah as well. فَقَالَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَمَّا الْآنْ فَأَنْتَ أَعْوَرْ. Thereupon the Imam said, for the moment, one of your eyes cannot see. فَإِمَّا أَنْ تَبْرَأَ أَوْ تَعْمَى. Now either you get well or blind. Here, the infallible Imam propounds another beautiful equation, which is worthy of contemplation. He informs him that both these kinds of love cannot unite, they cannot exist in one heart together. If this person is not careful, if this person continues his love for Muawiyah, he will truly hate Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is true blindness. And however, if he understands the reality of love of Muawiyah and abandons Muawiyah, he would get well and he will be able to see with both eyes, meaning he will love only Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam can also be translated in another way. It can be translated as, now either you express your bara'ah, فَإِمَّا أَن تَبْرَأْ. which means you detach yourself from Muawiyah, أو تعمى, or if you continue to do so, you will get blind. This is because Muawiyah's love has no religious basis at all.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we were explaining the instances of the infallible imams introducing the criterion for loving somebody and hating him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once told that so-and-so loves you, but is weak in expressing his dissociation from your enemy. And Imam alayhi salam said, Hayhat, kathaba man idda'a mahabbatana walam yatabarra min aduwina. This is so far. The one who claims our love, but does not express his detachment from our enemy, is a liar. And this is what Imam Ridha alayhi salam is reported to have said. Kamaluddin wilayatuna walbara'atu min aduwina. You want to know, the perfection of faith is in our friendship and at the same time detachment from our enemies. But we should be really careful not to take one true mu'min as our enemy. Those who, through repeated actions of atrocities and oppression, have lost their innate disposition and love to do mischief, and there is no hope for their change, those are the ones who are worthy of being cursed and abandoned. And that is why we see some instances of cursing in the history of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Those cases, those people who are cursed, those are the ones that the a'immah, that the infallible imams, know that there is no way for them to change. And even if there were so, they do not accept this change. Those are the ones who must be taken as real enemies. And it is such people whom we curse in our supplications and in our salutational recitals. Those are the ones that we seek detachment from إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, until the day of resurrection. There are some more points to be discussed from this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, and we will, God willing, talk about them in the next episode. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين